Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, people, we have absolutely dominated the radio this year.
Yeah.
Right? And you know why? Because we're working tomorrow. That kind of attitude is, and that kind of consistency.
Yeah.
Is why you join us every day to get it done.
And it was my fault. I was thinking we were off tomorrow, but then the program director come in. He threw hot coffee on my chest and screamed at me.
It looked bad, too.
Admonished me.
It looked bad.
You know, told me, do I think I run this place? I was like, no, sir, I don't
think that. It looked bad.
So I cried a little bit in the bathroom, but we worked it out. And he said, I will be in here without pay. That's what he told me. He said, you'll be in here without pay, and you'll do a two-hour show, and you'll like it, and then you'll clean the place, and then you'll go home and celebrate your new year. So, anyways,
long story short, we'll be on.
I do think we are having – I think Drew Diener will be on in the morning.
I don't know.
By all accounts.
Listen, I stay out of everybody else's business.
Yeah,
yes, Drew is on.
And will be on.
I mind my own business.
Drew and I think Bob is on, and then the 3 o'clock shows are off. We're going to have bowl coverage.
We're going to have bowl coverage starting at 3 o'clock. And ESPN is once again your home for bowl season, including the college football playoff. Tonight, we have the Cotton Bowl. Interesting. The Cotton Bowl. Florida versus Oklahoma, 7 o'clock on ESPN 680. Then tomorrow, we're going to have WVU versus Army at 3 o'clock on ESPN 680. And we'll have Arkansas TCU immediately after the Liberty Bowl on ESPN 680. Then, of course, on Friday, we're going to have the Peach Bowl, Georgia-Cincinnati at 12 o'clock on all stations. And then we have the big ones, the college football playoff. Bama versus Notre Dame, 4 o'clock on ESPN 680, 105.7. College football playoff, Sugar Bowl, Clemson versus OSU immediately after the Rose Bowl on 680, 105.7. Saturday, we're going to have the Fiesta Bowl, Oregon versus Iowa State at 3 o'clock, and immediately after the Orange Bowl, Texas A&M versus UNC. Immediately after the Fiesta Bowl, we'll have the Orange Bowl on ESPN 60. Bowl season on ESPN Louisville is presented by Caesars Southern Indiana, U of L Health, and UPS Jobs. Live play-by-play of the college football playoff on ESPN. Louisville is presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, UPS, OPC Pest Services, U of L Health, and UPS Jobs. A couple more things real quick. Saturday coverage. Louisville basketball will take on Boston College. You can join Marcus Maven for the Louisville basketball pregame show at 11 o'clock. Yep. Going into that. And then immediately after the game, catch the official U of L Health postgame show. Be somewhere around 2 o'clock, but we go when the moment the horn hits. We give you about 30 seconds to get to 93.9 The Ville, and you can listen to that. Ethan Moore. We'll be taking that on Saturday.
Does everybody still hate Ethan?
No. Nobody ever hated Ethan. Ethan's great. Look, we disagreed on philosophies, but
nobody ever hated Ethan.
No.
But you're just mad at him.
Louisville Sports Live is clutch. So,
somebody asked on the text line, has Ethan popped up yet?
tonight. I think they'll have Louisville Sports Live tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, they'll be no, Ethan's clutch, man. He come on the live stream with the real crazies, and he faced his face. So, no,
think about it. Ethan faced late night cocktail crowd.
Yeah.
faced them head to head. So
I'm going to tell you, nobody, there aren't many that celebrated that win like Ethan. So, but we're the first place. Take your calls, and you'll hear live from Chris Mack. Kentucky, Mississippi State play too, if you care about that. So
they have to win, right?
They got a football game.
No, wait.
They Kentucky plays football this weekend?
They can't lose to North Carolina State, right?
I didn't even know they played. I was like, oh, somebody said they got a football game.
And NC State?
I heard James say yesterday, he's like, well, you know, we're doing this, and I'm going to go home, come back. I'm like, football? I'm like, what are y'all doing? I'm like, oh, they got a football game. I will not watch a second of that.
Yeah, I don't believe you, Steve.
Of the football game?
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I'm very apathetic on that one.
I
don't really care. I will watch their basketball game.
How many wins did they have in football?
Four. Right?
Can you believe their football team has more wins than the basketball team after seven games?
Yeah. That's embarrassing. So there's that. So it's a big weekend here at ESPN Louisville, 93.9 The Ville. So we're going to have coverage. And again, like I said, we'll be on tomorrow. Drew Diener will be on tomorrow. And I think Bob will be on tomorrow. So we'll have your work day covered.
Is the game the best thing that's happened to you in 2020? Did we have to wait until there's 4 days left into the year to get your best 2020 moment?
Hey, if we did, it was worth every day. Was it not?
Was it worth your 2020 to get this win and watch Kentucky
in the positions? I'm talking the weight, not the COVID stuff. Right. Yeah, I mean, obviously people have passed from that. But like I'm saying, the weight was worth every second. It was phenomenal. that probably was my best sports moment, right?
We would have to look at the calendar because you forget, like, it isn't just, like, 2020 didn't start in November.
Duke might. Winning at Duke.
Was winning at Duke better than beating Kentucky this year?
I mean, listen, this is the best rivalry in college basketball. Nothing's better than beating Kentucky. Like, I don't know why people run from that. Like, well, yeah, of course, because Duke was
ranked.
Duke one meant more as far as. On
the national,
and watching that game and feeling like, yeah, man, we are one of the top five teams in America, baby. You know, I mean, but yeah, rivalry wise, look, I don't care who you are, you would trade anything outside. Now, I don't think you'd trade Final Fours and national championships, but you would trade anything out of Final Fours and national championships to beat Kentucky. Like, if you
not Elite Eight,
maybe. Maybe, but I'm just saying, like, the for
guaranteed,
sure.
Yeah.
You guarantee me a Final Four, a national championship. Look, I would look you right in the face and say, okay, they can have it.
You let them Wisconsin you?
For a Final Four or for a national championship, yes. Oh, yeah.
For Elite Eight?
No. No.
Is that where you draw the line, Steve?
Yeah, no.
I'm not letting you Wisconsin me for an Elite Eight.
Yeah, no. But that Duke win was up there. You know, we got kind of robbed of potential moments with COVID, you know, and the postseason last year. But I think
Brian Hall, give me the schedule. Give me last year's basketball schedule after New Year's. Like, give me last year's basketball schedule. Yeah. We won our bowl game.
That was before.
Okay.
Yeah, that was before because I took my son because then we went over to Gatlinburg with my parents for New Year's Eve. That's the only reason I know that. So that was 2019.
Okay.
But that would be there.
You got it. Let me answer this.
You're fine. Yeah, we'll allow it. Do your job. We'll allow you to do your job. but yeah, so now I'm getting depressed.
That Michigan win.
But that was 2019.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that don't count. That's all I'm saying.
Let me catch this call real
quick. Okay, we'll get this, and then we'll go back to that.
Steve, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Guys, thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it.
You talked about the good, the bad of for this year.
Yep.
I'm going to say the good is this show that you and Steve have put on. To me, it's by far the best little talk show out there. It's to the point now where I take time out of my day to make sure that I listen to you guys. It's part comedy, it's part therapeutic, and it's just part knowledge, man. And the stuff that you all throw out there is is very, very, it's great, man. So I think the good is this show, and I hope you all have a 20-year run at it. The bad was listening to Dick Vitale try to do our game. This guy, literally, I've watched the game 3 times since Saturday, and he sounds worse every time I listen to him. I used to be a big Dick Vitale fan, but a couple years ago, he did one of our games, and literally, we weren't even playing Kentucky, but he spent the whole time talking about Kentucky. That's where it started. And then this past Saturday, man, if you go back and listen to the end of that game when the game was over, the guy sounded basically, he sounded like he was depressed that Kentucky got beat. And, you know, I just lost a lot of respect for that guy. And, you know, I just, yeah, the bad was definitely having to hear Dick Vitale call our game. But I want to ask you guys a question. Two things. Carly Jones, with the NCAA giving these guys an extra year, if Carly Jones doesn't have a if he doesn't end up having a great look from the NBA, can he come back, Steve or Marcus? And I'd also like to ask you guys about Aiden Gahan. If you all think he might need to lose some weight, or maybe he's too bulky, and that's kind of affecting his ability to play. And I'll hang up and listen to you guys respond.
Well, first off, appreciate that. That means a lot, man, for somebody to say that, you know, they've enjoyed listening to the show over this year. And a lot of people have said that to us. And I know that this show has helped us, you know, navigate the year.
No, yes, I do feel like we, all the people who listen to the show on a regular basis, like we helped each other survive this year.
Yeah.
Like,
because that feeling's mutual from us, right, to right. The listeners.
Because yeah. Early on, listen, when this thing was close to getting shut down, and we're at each other's throats over what, you know, what should people do, and what, you know, how do we go forward, and, you know, we felt strongly, you know, about, you know, moving forward and things like that, and it was a tough year, you know. We really got through this one together, y'all.
And I never want to cap ourselves from opportunities, but. I will say this, when he says a 20 years, like me and Marcus, I know from we've became friends and we tell each other a lot. And I know from both of our hope is that our mentalities is we love the University of Louisville. We love Louisville. So we have no intentions all the intentions of the world. Look, I'm being a big coach of being here.
Cliches.
20 years from now. So yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna work for the state. I got a job for me in the state.
Okay.
It's just don't get an office somewhere.
Yeah.
Do we want to go over the beginning of the 2020 schedule last season?
Wait, really quick, because I want to make sure we didn't leave. This is the other point. The Carly point, don't even think about it. Like, Steve.
No, he's the one. I do think, from hearing people talk around, that there is a chance now that – and Malik, I believe – Malik will come back this year. But I do think that there is a little bit of a chance now that he is with considering Malik. That.
He asked about Carly Jones, didn't
no,
he?
No, I know. Oh, okay. But I'm using Malik. The other two, I don't see it.
Right. Okay.
Especially not Carly. Like, Carly's not coming back next year. Just don't even think about it. Yeah, don't even think about
okay,
it. Yeah.
Okay, and there's that one. And Aiden's body is perfect for the sport of basketball. He's just a late start. And the style of play requires him to be connected to defenders that aren't his own. And that is an entirely new style for him. Mm-hmm. And it's a difficult style to learn. Like, a team amoeba kind of defense. You have to be on a string with everybody else.
He's got 4 years to learn it, man. So he does four more years to learn it. Yeah, he's a freshman.
Okay. And,
sophomore, technically.
And the last thing, Steve, to address what you said, Drew asked the question, you know, why everybody's so vicious towards Dick Vitale on this one. You did a good job of saying, yeah, even the years ago when he spent, you know, the time talking about Kentucky, you know, especially like, you know, that's not okay. Like, you understand the rivalry. You know, you don't go to a North Carolina versus Michigan and spend that, you know, if it's a big champ, you know, a big time game, mm-hmm. 1-3, and spend the time talking about Duke during your North Carolina game. You would never do that. You wouldn't bring it up. You know better than that, right? But here's the travesty, people. Here's the biggest travesty of them all. The commentating is your mark in time. Like, Steve, yep. And I are so proud that our voices in your heads are attached to Lamar Jackson experience. Mm-hmm. Like, you will never forget living through that with us. Man, leading up to the game, the midnight show against Clemson, we're a part of your lives, you know what I'm saying, in the lead up to these games awesome. And stuff like that. And the next day shows, after Kentucky lost Evansville, y'all maybe rummage on it, you know, like, you're never going to forget this stuff. You get a win over Kentucky, and you can't even listen to the soundtrack of your game, because the soundtrack to one of the best games of, you know what I'm saying? And again, I say the best games because to kick off the empire crumbling, you know what I'm saying? You beat this team, and you literally can't even listen to the game feeling good, because every time you hear his voice making a public, was it PSA, a public service announcement for John Calipari and what he's doing with his life all the time, it makes you sick, because you're winning the game and you're feeling good and you're watching your players and you feel like you got a good shot at winning this one and all this good stuff, and you just hear Dick Vitale pumping up Kentucky the whole time. Okay, oh, Kentucky, you can't let Carlick Jones go around you like that. Oh, Kentucky, oh, here comes the right, oh, Isaiah Jackson, he's on. Oh, Kentucky, you gotta rotate better than that, baby. You know, Quinn Szczęsny hits the three in the corner. Oh, you know, that's their whole soundtrack for the rest of your life. So people go back and look at the game again, and they gotta listen to him again, run his agenda. You know what I'm saying? So you cheated a fan base out of the soundtrack of a game. So this is gonna minimize your experience because you were brought in for something else, and we saw it coming. The Jay Billis, the game time switches and all that stuff, we all saw it coming. So especially people who listen to this show, you knew it was going to happen before it happened, and we actually saw it.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for the schedule.
Brian, thought you fell asleep.
No.
He was just looking at us like.
Oh, I was waiting for you all to finish up your conversation so we can get started into the schedule.
I was just curious where that breathing was coming from.
It was Brian, because that's why I backed up.
Okay, I was like,
am I breathing? No,
sorry.
Look, so Brian's like. He was getting mad, wasn't he? Y'all might have to go back and listen to Brian.
enough, all right, Brian.
Enough about Dick. No, or he was getting madder thinking about Dick Vitale.
I was like, I feel you all in those comments honestly, I was more of a fan of Dick Vitale. Like when he first started, I kind of got into the he's a diaper dandy, and I loved him.
That's the soundtrack of our youth.
Yes, and I loved all that stuff. And then gradually over time, the Kentucky thing played a part in it, but at the same time, he just got to a point where it was almost a little bit annoying.
And, no, I agree.
And sometimes, you know, I respect him as a commentator, and I realize that he's one of the best of all time, but at the same time, a lot of his games that he's doing now, I'll turn down the volume and just watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Texter, I didn't have a problem with TV Teddy either. I actually, Teddy really didn't try to take the game over.
Yes, he did.
He's got to be getting a paycheck.
That out of bounds call was going to change the course of history, Steve. The one that got reviewed, it was 8 seconds away from not being able to be reviewed.
Yeah, but that didn't bother me, though. Because go back and watch that. Like, hear me out on this. At least go back and watch that one first. Teddy calls it. He looks. He gives it to Kentucky. And immediately, Teddy goes, swirls his hand. Like, I didn't mind that.
What I didn't like is I felt like he had a built-in chemical response to go that way on that play.
Sure.
Bam. Oh, yep, Kentucky.
The only reason I think Teddy actually won us two games last year. I guess that's why I've softened on him. Because I sat courtside, and I watched him carry my team to the finish line last year. I try to remember what – I think it might have been Georgia Tech, but I actually tweeted something, and Jody looked down. I tweeted something like, man, sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail with Teddy. And Jody Timling looked down at me, and he was like, dude – he's helping us down. I was like, man,
listen,
he's winning this game for us.
Okay, when I'm in conspiracy theory mode with Teddy, I just think he likes close games. And I think
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think when they want a close game, they want a good game, they go get TV Teddy.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, I didn't feel like he really shifted that game one way or the other. And actually, he punked out Doug Shouse twice. helped us out. The one time Doug Shouse called a block and Teddy was Teddy pumped his fist through. It was on for us. He was like, no, charge. And then the other time Shouse tried to give it to Kentucky and Teddy ran over there and was like, no. And went back the other way. I was like, yeah. And then that time, I think Teddy just thought it went out on. He thought, you know, hey, I think it went there. But I, like I said, go back and check that play. I just didn't mind because he quickly is like, no, all right, let's review it because I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make a call. But I agree with you. But to be fair, if he thought it went out on him, then you call what you think and make yourself. But
I'll soften up. But
it was really clear, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
It was really, really
clear.
And,
of course, I did the – listen. I know
it wasn't.
I know it's kind of out of context, but I do the pause, like, right when it's happening. And he's looking – like he's literally looking right down at it. And
if I'm agreeing – if I'm trying to make your point, though, I do say, like, even watching that live, it was like, oh, that's no way. The trajectory of his body, there's no way that was off us. I mean, it was very clearly out on him. But anyway.
Okay. Give me when our year started basketball-wise.
All right. So we ended, I guess it would be 2019 with Kentucky. Then we started January 4th against Florida State at home. That was a loss, 78-65. Then starting January 7th, we took on Miami at the Yum Center, won 74-58. Then we traveled to Notre Dame on the 11th and won 67-64.
That was a good win, Steve.
Then we traveled to Pittsburgh and won 73-68.
That's the headband game?
Yep. Then we traveled to Duke and pulled off a 79-73 win.
That's the one.
That was fun.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
Then we played Georgia Tech at the Yum Center and won 68-64. Then we played Clemson at the Yum Center and won 80-62.
Is that how my year started?
Then we went to Boston College and won 86-69. Then we went to North Carolina State and won 77-57.
Is that how my year started?
Then we came home and played Wake Forest and won 86-76.
What date is this right now?
We are on February 5th. Now February 8th, we played Virginia at home and won 80-73.
That's Coach Mack, y'all.
Then we traveled to Georgia Tech, and that's when the streak ended right there. It was 64-58 loss at Georgia Tech on February 12th.
Wait. And that's when everybody starts saying, oh, there goes the real Louisville team.
Yeah. That's why I argued that earlier this year when people were like, well, he always has the slump. And I'm like, dude, he lost it. I mean, he had that week.
We won 11 in a row. So yeah. we were on 11 in a row before the loss.
Okay, and then we lost
two in a row.
The bad week.
Because we lost to Clemson after that, 77-62.
And then by the way, don't forget, Jordan, who is tearing it up right now, by the way.
Yes.
He
got a pseudo-suspension.
Yes. So that was a tough week. But okay.
So then you bounce back and you got the win at home against Syracuse, 90-66.
With Trez courtside.
Then you
it was the Trez welcome back courtside game. I do remember that. That was awesome. And he hung around the whole time.
he went on ACC Network afterwards.
He stayed the whole game, man.
Yeah.
No. I mean, afterwards, he stayed around taking pictures, signing autographs. He gave himself to the community that night. Go ahead.
Yeah. So then we beat North Carolina at home, 72-55.
Jesus Christ.
then we lost at Florida State, 82-67. Came back home and beat Virginia Tech, 68-52. And then we finished out the season with a loss at Virginia, 57-54.
It's not a bad little...
Then we were scheduled to play Syracuse, and that game was canceled. In the first round of the ACC tournament.
We'd have beat Syracuse. We at least know we'd have beat Syracuse, right?
For 100%
sure. Yeah, so you would have been in the final four of the ACC tournament.
Do you realize they described that as an end-of-the-season slump, that schedule we just went through?
Yeah. That's not bad.
You had a bad week.
Yeah, the Georgia Tech, Clemson, give me one of those back. And, you know, even though I will say this. I think the Florida State one hurt a lot of us. That one did hurt a lot of us. But now you remember Malik Williams went out.
In the beginning.
Right at the beginning. But it did feel like they punked us down the stretch. Because that was a good game all the way up until about the last 5 minutes.
But that was the Florida State team that was getting ready to win the national championship.
No, I think they would have been a Final Four team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. But still, I'm just saying, go back to your immediate – like, yeah, I do that now too. But your immediate week, day of, day after reaction was like, dang, they really kind of – did to us what we used to do to other teams, because it looked, remember the product?
Like we wore down.
Looked like we wore down.
They were getting energy.
Then they punched on Jordan at the end, and then it was like, oh.
And that was their biggest attended crowd for the whole season. Yeah. So yeah, they were in there.
Yeah.
They were live wires.
No, it was, yeah. And then that Virginia game was good. I mean, we just lost down the stretch. There wasn't nothing. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't nothing to that one that made you feel any type of way. Georgia Tech almost got us at home. That was a 4-point game, but you remember Alvarado had a shot to win it, and then he missed. We got the rebound, and Malik went down and hit 2 free throws and made it 4.
I love having big men that can shoot free throws.
Yep. So that was something else.
Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's going on? Couple comments. 2019, the game that stuck in my head was that blowout at Clemson, where they were just killing us. Second of all, I'm old school like Steve and you are. It's not the days of Fox 41 where we had Don Russell and Valvano calling the games when we used to have to set the TV truck up and pull the cable through Freedom Hall. Those were the good times.
Right.
I don't worry about Dick Vitale. He's just an airbag. He's just a bunch of hot wind. He's there like TV Teddy, a little entertainment on TV, so I don't really pay any attention to what he has to say or any of the announcers. I'm there watching the game. The thing is, if we get a chance, have you had Ethan Moore on this show since the UK game?
No, you know he has a show tonight. I had him on the little afternoon show, so he had to face the fans already, and he had to face the fans who are a bit inebriated, and he handled himself pretty good.
I just don't understand how you can have supposedly Louisville's longest running show and not watch the game live and have a show about it. I just hadn't figured that out. But I'll hang up and listen. I'll talk to y'all later in the week.
Definitely. I appreciate the call. I mean, listen, it's hard on his health. It's like you got to think, he has a family. And when he fell in love with this sport, it was just dad and animalism.
Look, the game, I'm like, I don't agree with it, but like, this one, look, it's the best rivalry in college basketball. That's why I say you can't have it both ways. It's the best rivalry because of stories like that, where people are like, it literally affects my health. I can't watch the game. Like, that's why it's the best rivalry, you know?
People are on dialysis.
That's what I was about to say next. Fighting.
And saying, I don't even care if this machine doesn't help me.
And they were older. I know. So, like, they were more risk of, like, no, this is.
You need.
Like, this. Yeah, this is life or death.
I mean, literally going to come over there and beat you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're saying your team's going to beat mine in the Final Four. You have the audacity to think that your team can be. Like, that's why it's the best, man. That's why I say, when you get this win. I got this win all year, baby. I got this win all year. I don't want to hear it.
I tell you what, we got to catch our breath. Let's take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So people, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at DFH Company. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat and hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
And also, while the holiday season might be winding down, the sports calendar is in full swing. From collegiate to professional sports, there's no shortage in the action, and there's no better place to get in on all that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And if you haven't tried out DraftKings Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Especially this weekend. It's loaded this weekend. To celebrate this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users a chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the championship with 100-1 odds. That's right. You have your all you have to do is bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if that team wins, you cash $100. Who would you bet, Brian?
I played DraftKings last night.
No, I mean, but who would you bet in that? You get one college playoff team. You've got to pick one.
I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence and Clemson.
Okay. Who'd you take? I think I'd take Bama. Let me tell you why I would take Bama. Because I think Bama has an easier route to the title game. So I just trust that Bama is there more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I'm making put my money on something, I'm probably going to do Bama.
I think
But I'm going to, you know, have a rooting interest in the ACC and go with Clemson.
Yeah, I've kind of switched around. Like, I think I'm kind of pulling for Clemson, but. Yeah, so anyway.
Notre Dame be all right too.
But I would do no. Screw them. You don't get to
You don't can't have no upsets with Notre Dame.
No. No, and you don't get to they're not gonna claim the ACC. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
They're not gonna claim the ACC.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A good point.
So but anyways. And while we're excited about basketball, let's not forget that the 2021 we're excited about football. Let's not forget the 2021 basketball season has kicked off. So head to the app. Check out all their new daily odds boosts. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit or withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WLCL when you sign up to get $100 on any – or $100 – 100-1 odds. I wish they would just write the number, not the letter. Mm. Or not the words. 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code WLCL for all new players to get a shot at $100 on any semifinal game this week for a limited time only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9 with it.
Another quick thing that I'm forced to do. I'm forced to confess to the public. We tell y'all, there's this guy who has everybody fooled. I don't know if he's an agent. I don't know what he really even does, but it feels like nothing works without him. Phil Baker decided that he just wanted to ride around and do nothing with his afternoon. So we're not getting Witch today. One of our best sponsors, our best days of the week, and Phil Baker is not going to be able to deliver the sandwiches. So people, make sure you support Witch on behalf of us when you stop by there today and say, well, since Phil Baker didn't get the guy's sandwiches, I'm just going to enjoy it and hold up a Witch sandwich to the heavens and say, this one's to Marcus and Steve before you devour it. Thanks a lot, Phil. Right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
I know. It's like, Phil, seriously, dude, it's like.
You got one job to do on December 30th or whatever it is.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil.
So let me say this. DFH, OPC Services, Derek A. Stewart, Four Pegs,
Josh Jarbo,
mm-hmm. Everybody who you know, Moby Dick, everybody who participates
yep.
in the survival, you know, I'm saying survival, in the thriving, the mutual beneficial.
That's how we always feel. We always feel like we're just hanging on. We're going to make it another week.
Are the lights on today? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we actually are thriving, and we appreciate that our sponsors.
Very much.
Appreciate. We love the stories about people saying, yeah, I heard them talking about you on the radio.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I came in. Those stories are the best. So when you do tell our sponsors that you heard us, heard about them on the radio, and you get your spike in business through all our companies, I say we're extremely happy with our partnership through the past year. Like I said, before I get, you know, lost into the nerd conversation of whatever we're going to talk about, I do just want to say thank you. Can you grab that?
I should just, let's just let this.
I'm not going to do this show anymore. I do want to say thank you to our sponsors and everybody who participates all year round.
And most of our sponsors are avid listeners to the show. So they enjoy it, man. They support, you know, most of them. I think all of them support the Cards.
Chris Curry says, in the rivalry talk, Duke and Carolina play twice every year, so there's no desperation to win.
No, I totally agree. I asked you that before the game. I said, if we play Kentucky again in 2 weeks, would your nerves be as high as they are right now? And you were like, no. Yeah. Because it's like, because I was like, I told you, I said, let's have this conversation and act like it real quick. I said, well, if they get us, I mean, we'll have Malik back next time we play them, and we'll get them then, you know. And it's like, the talk would be totally different, you know, right now. Interesting. Because I'm gonna transition this real quick to not a full conversation, but just something to mention. Packer and Durham did their 21 to watch in 21, mm-hmm. right? 21 players. Teams, you know, they had people like DJ Ungawali, mm-hmm. the guy from Clemson, the different ones, but Dana Evans made the list. Dana Evans, and that one, and I wanted to remind people, man, because something about our 2021 is, I said the other day, I said, and I didn't want to be, I said, you know, I didn't want to offend anybody with saying it, but I was like, you know, I watch a lot of the big girls games.
Yep.
Like, you know, when they're playing Notre Dame or UConn or, you know, they got a ranked matchup, I'll watch. This women's team had me watching every game. I mean, I was like, I'm in. And when they come back, I was excited about Friday. And then obviously there were some travel logistics, they said, with North Carolina where they couldn't come to play. This women's team.
I'm looking forward to getting them back on the floor.
I know. I can't wait.
Everybody's dodging them right now. Shaq, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I've been commenting on the best and worst of sports this year.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily Louisville-centric, but mine is more about performance. But like best performance, worst performance. So, to me, the best world leader this year was Adam Silver. the fact that he, like, his, like, him shutting down the NBA cascaded into basically – in all intents, a lot of other things shutting down, like schools and everything else, when you kind of track it a lot. Like, it sped up the process. It was going to happen, but with the Rudy Gobert thing, and then to flip that like, what, 3 months later, whatever, he did, like, a COVID-free, social justice-compliant tournament that was, like, amazing to me. Like, that's, like, he was ahead of the curve, like, on the world leader stage. And then I'll say the worst performance, it's kind of like it's college sports. What I mean is the leadership. Is like the basketball, like we, with this whole allegation, like we they're not using this time with everything that happened with COVID, with all this information you have, they've started to reform the process a little bit, with the committee they had or whatever, the recommendations they had some years ago. But it just seems like the basketball end, they're just slow walking about, like, this, oh, it's going to be forever before we really know what the penalties are. Then on the football end, it's hard that, like, this is a good opportunity in this year that's sort of different to maybe update, maybe let a non-Power 5, maybe hey, let's seriously consider expanding the playoffs. But it just seemed like the same old, same old. They're not really using it. The people got money, want to keep the money. And just one last comment about commentating there by a friend, Dick commentating on the UofL games. I'm both a UK and UofL fan. One thing, I always like him. I still kind of do. He's just getting old. But he always mentioned Duke as much as anything. Duke and back in the day, Rick Pitino, no matter what game. So that just over years of war people now. And I don't know if anybody got to him. I don't know if it was just he just loved those schools. So, and then he expanded in UK. He mentioned a lot. Like, he has a pecking order. So that's the thing. That he always wipes those into no matter what he did. So I don't hate him, but that seemed like it was Duke, Rick Pitino / UK, and no matter who was playing. So you guys be blessed. Have a happy New Year's. Thanks for everything you do. God bless to all the first responders.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it. That was a really good call, Shaq.
He got his end of the year feelings all out. I'll say this:
the leadership thing was great. That was a great point.
You know what popped in my head when I was listening to him? The strongest takeaway was there's a song, Steve, by this famous poet. The name of the song is. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know the poet first, or
the poet?
The poet. The famous poet by the name of Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And
he's a heck of a poet.
Song called Unanswered Prayers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you familiar with the story?
Yep.
Okay. So the way this year is exposing what the NCAA is and isn't, and what college sports is and isn't, and who's
running this
thing. Who's making the rules and how conferences, you know, all this good stuff, how coaches need to talk to each other and take control of their conference and ownership of unanswered prayer.
Yeah, no, that is true.
Because we needed things to speed up, Steve, to start, you know, it's like, dude, we don't even know who we're answering to anymore. So it's like it's some dork in a back room, you know what I'm saying, who's like the phone line. And you don't even realize this is a shell company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like watching.
Well, it's become openly acknowledged this year that the NCAA really has nothing to do with football. Like people, I think a lot of people really were unaware that the NCAA doesn't sponsor the championship.
Right.
Like that's a complete
college
football thing. The playoff and the championship is a complete college football thing. Mm. The NCAA recognizes the AP national champion. Which is always going to be the team that wins it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's like, that's it.
Yep.
But that's how you always had a split champion back in even the BCS days. People don't realize that wasn't a NCAA thing. And I don't think people even realize that. And I think college basketball is saying, hey, we should be able to do something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Watching the commissioner of the NCAA, who am I thinking of? What's his name?
Mark Emmert.
To watch him not be able to decide on anything.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't, like, listen, it's like our justice system. Like, we learned this year, states are on their own.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
money is money still in the big scale of things, but states got to run their own show.
We watched, national government say, y'all got to figure it out state by state.
Right. We watched the NCAA and the commissioner say, what y'all going to do?
Yeah.
So,
And to that point, I think that people learned, and this isn't a shot at any local government or anything. I'm just saying as a general overall thing, I think people learned this year to take your local elections, your city, your state elections, very important.
Yeah, ownership of your
whether you love how it's been handled or you don't. I mean, in any state, and going back to, I'm just using that to kind of get back to. I think you also learn. I mean, that's why I say there's a lot that's been learned over this year too. And you go back to. And by the way, I do want to take this moment to remind people that we are going to be on the air tomorrow again.
Yes,
if you
are listening. We will be here.
We are kind of talking like a year wrap up right now. I didn't know if people, if maybe you missed that message. We will be on the air tomorrow. So will Drew Diener. So you can start your morning, and I think Bob probably too. So, but yeah, I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right, man. And that goes back to college basketball. And I think people are going to be very. I think a commissioner will come out of this. I do think, like, I'm being realistic here because, you know, look, I've been on the train for a long time, and me and you really jumped on this train back in March when these conference commissioners and stuff, they made the decisions. We were like, they can do it on their own. But I do think the pressure will be, the IARP is a start. Mm-hmm. I think as far as, and again, they might just be working for the NCAA as far as that, I don't know. But I do think that a commissioner over college basketball will come out of this year. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing for college basketball. So, yeah, I mean.
Brian, you got any big picture things about the year, or do you want to talk Charles Manley?
Bob is on the air, too, by the way. I did get the – no, tomorrow, Brian has a great – segment for tomorrow, and Brian tomorrow, this is a tease for tomorrow's show. Brian's going to give you, because Brian's going to, here's what he's going to do. He's got stats, and tonight he's going to go home, he's going to watch film. Brian's going to excite you tomorrow, if you weren't already, about a possible Charles Menlin return. When Brian gives you the numbers and he breaks down Charles Menlin, you are going to be – so we're going to have that Charles Menlin conversation.
I was tomorrow. Surprised myself when I really got into the numbers. You know, it was just something that you know, I knew he was coming back, so I kind of was just looking through some stats. Just
leave it tease. Leave it as a tease.
Yeah.
Save it for tomorrow, man. And and you lay it on him tomorrow, man. So, yeah.
Okay.
Big picture? Are we talking about just the previous year or going forward?
Either one.
So far, very pleased with what we got. You know, I mean, 6-1 is about where I thought we would be, or I'd hoped that we would be. You know, I knew that. you know, you're always going to have that slip up. You hope for the 7-0. I mean, if I'm being honest, but the 6-1 has been a good start, but. I do think that there's a lot of things that need to be fine-tuned before we go into ACC play. I don't think this is a finished product. I don't think it's perfect. I think that there are some things, but I do think that due to the fact that, you know, you've been playing without Malik, you've been playing without Charles, you played without Nickelberry for a long time. Sam was out for a couple of those games. And so 6-1 is very good, and you're only going to get stronger. But my big picture thing is I like the fact that you finish 6-1 when we're playing with a lot of young guys. Guys that, if we were fully healthy, would probably not be getting as many minutes as they are, but it's going to benefit us down the road because these guys have played good minutes for us. They've got the experience versus some good teams. And so now you add Menlin, then you go about a month further, and then you add Malik. And then all of a sudden, everything is just kind of – you're not playing for December. You're not playing for January. Yeah. You're playing for March. And so we're just building. We're slowly building on this team. And I think that, you know, once Malik and those guys come back, these guys like Jalen and JJ and guys like that who have been getting minutes because of their absence are going to be ready to go in March.
I hope so. Where does Coach Mack's video rank in your year of good moments?
It's in the top three. I'm trying to think. Would anything outside of Duke and Kentucky?
Duke win last year. Kentucky win this year.
Yep.
But Coach Mack.
Coach Mack's video.
The Coach Mack video. Like, okay, am I right about this?
Yeah, it's in the top three.
I had to add that into think about that. It's not a troll video. It's an expose video that exposed your rival is the top three moment in your entire year, Steve.
It's in there.
They thought we made it too much of a big deal about that.
Yeah, no.
And we called that show, that shot across the bow show, the first shot of declaration of war. Welcome to the rivalry day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's in there, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's in there. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, because that was the one, and that one got bigger when he won the game.
What do you think was the biggest football moment? Was it the win versus Wake Forest at Wake Forest last year? Top 25 victory?
Well, but that technically wasn't in the new year.
Oh, you're right.
We didn't play a game.
That was technically the year before.
Yeah.
So we don't have a football memory.
What was your best football memory this year?
Best football memory?
Build up to the Miami game?
Probably going into halftime watching Javion Hawkins break that long touchdown run.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a commitment.
Jesus. Actually, you know what? That probably was. The run of commits and when Satterfield started loading this class up.
Yeah.
You remember that? Where it was like boom, boom.
We had like six in like a week.
Yeah, that probably was it.
Oh, look, this was funny, but this didn't fit in this year.
No, it's 2 years ago.
But now yous can't leave.
That's one of the best.
Was one of the best of that year.
The crowd booing Chuba. It's probably, yeah, that was a good, that's a good text.
That's a funny one.
Man, I mean, beating Florida State. I mean,
that was fun to beat
Florida State. That's always good to beat Florida State.
I agree. That's probably the highlight of the season.
I mean, College Game Day at Louisville. I mean,
We had College Game Day, right?
I guess, right? College Game Day was here.
We act like how fast do we get so spoiled?
Yeah.
You had College Game Day. That means
the primetime 8 o'clock ABC game.
In the nation.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big game, yeah, big game.
Am I leaving out anything?
No, that's about it with the football thing.
Are you laughing at the disappointment that we don't have?
Yeah, like, yeah, well, I think that's about all we got there. Oh, we got Hudson. That was kind of funny compared to where it was.
Mitchell breaking out.
Yeah, Mitchell. You know, that last game.
Yep.
Watching
Mitchell truck was a good feeling.
I can't remember who we played.
Wake Forest. Jeez, Steve. This is bad.
I was like, I can't remember who we played. It's Wake Forest.
We did get
women's basketball. Some good memories there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Every year.
The women's team.
Every year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough because. I you know what I thought about this
they
morning?
They really got robbed last year, too.
Well, here's what I thought about today, and I was like, get that loser thought out of your mind. I was listening to Drew in the shower, because that's what I do. I take a shower with Drew in the mornings, right? And it's only awkward if you make it awkward, but I'm listening, and he's talking about Jared Stillman's talking about Jeff Walls. Mm-hmm. And then they start to talk about how Duke's women stepped out, and I literally was like, if that women's tournament, man, I was like, I'll go crazy because I'm like, they had a shot last year and they might be the favorite this year. All right, man, if you missed another women's tournament, I'd be like, dude, I'd be like, retire, go do something else and claim two national champions, at least claim one. Yeah, so, but they're going to have the tournament by all accounts, but still just that Duke opting out kind of made me like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. It's too late for that one.
So we'll be back tomorrow.
What you going to eat for lunch?
I don't know now. I got to buy something. The 4th of January. Get back on track. January 4th. I don't know why I raised my drink like that.
Cheers.
4th of January. I'm coming back, baby. My son's birthday is the 3rd.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.